Lakuta Sikha's Chelik Yud Zayin, Parsha Emer Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. We know that Rashi not only is very, very precise in the words that he gives as his commentary, but also in the choice of words that Rashi quotes from the Pasuk upon which he's going to give his commentary is also very precise. So the question comes up in our Parsha. We have in our Parsha Emor is the entire the Parsha that talks about how to celebrate the Yom Tovim, which days and so on, the entire Parsha of the Yom Tovim. The introduction to that subject is Sheishis. The Torah begins, these are Hashem spoke to Moshe, speak to the Yidden, these are the Yom Tovim, and then begins Sheishis Yomim Tasa Malacha. For 6 days you shall do work. And on the seventh day is a day of rest, Mikra Kodesh, a holy day, no work shall be done. And then the Torah continues on with the listing of the different Yom Tovim. So Rashi quotes from this pasuk the two words, Sheishis Yomim, 6 days, and he explains, what's the connection between Shabbos next to the Yom Tovim? The Torah wants to introduce the Yom Tovim. Why does he start with Shabbos? To teach us that anyone that violates the Yom Tovim, that does work on the Yom Tovim, it's as if if he violated Shabbos. And anyone that keeps the Yom Tovim properly, it's as if he kept Shabbos. So the question is, if Rashi is trying to explain the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tovim, he should have quoted from the Pasuk, Vayom HaShviyi Shabbos, rather than Sheishis Yomim, the days of the work, of the work week. He should have quoted Shabbos. That's what he's explaining. And although one could say that Rashi sometimes quotes the beginning of the Pasuk, even though he's trying to address the entire meaning of the Pasuk, as we find by the Eifed, Rashi quotes the words V'asu Asa Eifed, the construction of the apron that the Kohen Gadol wore, which was a complicated thing. Rashi finds it difficult to explain, and he introduces the words V'asu Asa Eifed, and then he goes on to explain the entire Parsha in that one Rashi. And he only quotes the word V'asu Asa Eifed. So we see that Rashi sometimes uses the first words in order to introduce the entire subject of it. Over here, that answer doesn't seem to work, because he should have quoted the part of the pasuk that talks about Shabbos rather than Sheishis Yomim, which is disconnected from Shabbos. Just like by the Eifed, it doesn't say V'asu, he says V'asu Asa Eifed, because that's what he's explaining. So here too, it should have been the words about Shabbos rather than the words of Sheishis Yomim. Another question that could be asked in this Rashi is, why does Rashi start with the negative? Anyone who violates the Yom Tov, it's as if he violated the Shabbos. The Pasuk is talking about keeping Shabbos, keeping Yom Tov. So he should have said, whoever keeps Yom Tov, it's as if he kept Shabbos. And then if he wants to show the contrast, or if somebody violates Shabbos, Yom Tov, he violates Shabbos. But why start with the negative? So to explain, Rashi doesn't have, the question that Rashi asks, what's the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov, is not meant in the simple sense, what's the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's a very big connection. Both of them are not, you're not allowed to do malacha. It's an acceptable introduction that when you're going to talk about the Yom Tovim, you should talk about Shabbos too. That's also a Yom Tov. It may not be the same exact as the other Yom Tovim, because, for instance, it says in the Pasuk, Eilam Ayad Hashem, these are the Yom Tovim Asher Tikru, that you shall proclaim. So Shabbos is not something that we need to proclaim, because Shabbos Mekatshe V'kayma, that's something that is already proclaimed by Hashem himself, and it's the cycle from creation on, whereas the Yom Tovim have to be declared every year, every month, by the Beis Din. They have to set the time of the new moon, and that's what leads to the Yom Tovim. So it's different, but it's not completely unrelated. You can see that it should be part of the introduction to the Yom Tovim. It should also mention Shabbos. So what is Rashi saying? What's the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov? What he's trying to say is, in talking about Shabbos as an introduction to Yom Tov, why does it have to say Sheishis Yomim Ta'asa Malacha, that for 6 days you can do work? This is not where the laws of Shabbos are being introduced. This is not where they're being elaborated on. This is just sort of as an aside, since you're talking about Yom Tov, we'll talk about Shabbos. Why start with the 6 days of the week? When you talk about it the first time, when you introduce the idea of Shabbos, you have to say that. These are the 6 days that you're allowed to work, and then there's the seventh day you're not allowed to work. But when you're talking about Shabbos, why just bring in the 6 days of the week? That's what he's asking. Another reason why at the introduction of the concept of Shabbos is because the Torah compares, says, why do we keep Shabbos? Because Hashem created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. So there needs to be a link between the 6 days of work and the seventh day of rest for that reason. But over here, why is it necessary? That's Rashi's question, which explains why he quotes the word Sheshes Yamim, because that's what brings the question. And Rashi's answer to this question is, the word Sheshes Yamim, Rashi explains a few psukim on, that when you call Sheshes, it means not 6 days, individual days, it means a group of 6 days, a period of 6 days. But just like it says, Shivas means a group of a period of 7 days, Shmoinas means a group of 8 days. So Sheshes Yamim indicates that there is a group, a time period, which happens to be 6 days, in which one is permitted to do malacha. And then there is another time period, which is indicated by the seventh day. Not that he's saying there are 6 days and then there's a seventh day. There is a group of 6 days, which is one defined by one as one period, the time when you may do work. Then there is a seventh day, which defines a period when you're not allowed to do work. And what he means to say is, anything that fits into the 6 day period, which means a weekday, an ordinary weekday, you're allowed to do work. Anything which is not in that period, whether it is the seventh day of the week and that at Shabbos, and that's why you're not allowed to do work, or it's because it's a holiday, and that's the reason it doesn't fit into the 6 day period, because it's a holiday and therefore you're not allowed to do work. That shows the comparison between Shabbos and Yom Tov, that anything that doesn't fit into the 6 day period, you're not allowed to do work. That's how we see the similarity between Shabbos and Yom Tov in terms of not doing work, even though the halachas are not the same. Shabbos, the penalty is much more serious. There are certain types of work that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, that you are allowed to do on Yom Tov, like preparing food. So what he's trying to say is to show the comparison between the violation of Shabbos, the violation of Yom Tov is no different than the violation of Shabbos in this sense, because it's out of the category of the time when you're allowed to do work. And that's why he brings the pasuk Sheshes Yamim, the group of 6 days, anything that's out of that period, you're not allowed to do work. Whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, doesn't make a difference. Which also explains why Rashi starts with the negative. Because the point here is that whatever doesn't fit into the category of the 6 day period, doing work during that time is a violation of the Yom Tov, is a violation of the Shabbos, is a violation of this principle that you're not allowed to do work outside of that category. And then he could show the positive side as well. Therefore, if you keep the Yom Tov properly, it's as if you kept the Shabbos properly for the same reason. A lesson or a Yenishal Torah, the inner dimension of this Rashi, can be explained in this way. There are two periods in the way a Yid lives. There is the 6 day period, the time when the Torah says that you should work. Sheshes Yamim Tavid is not only you're permitted to work, but it actually is a command that you should work. It's necessary. As the pasuk says, "V'rachecha Hashem alekecha b'chol asher ta'aseh," that Hashem will bring a blessing to everything that you do. From this, we see that we have to create a keli, a receptacle for the blessing to be drawn down, and that is through the work. We don't rely on miracles. We do work, but that is only because the guf is in the reality of the world, and the guf experiences certain concealments, and therefore has to accommodate itself in a certain way to the world, to nature of the world. But from the perspective of the neshama is completely unfettered by these natural needs, and the neshama stands before Hashem in the presence of Hashem all the time, and therefore in the presence of Hashem it has no place for a person, for one to work, to do work. In fact, any movement in the presence of the king is a very serious violation of the king's presence, and therefore from the perspective of the neshama it wouldn't be necessary. So therefore, during the 6 days of the week, when the body finds itself in the reality of the world, you have to work. But then when it comes to the seventh day, when the Eira Neshama, the energy of the Neshama, becomes dominant on Shabbos, therefore there's no place for work. There, it would make no sense. It's a complete violation of the presence of the Neshama in the presence of the of Hashem to do any kind of work. And if a person does this properly, eventually the Eira Neshama is able to influence the guf too, that it should become closer to the idea of not having to do work in the real world, but to be able to experience a lifestyle which is closer to what the neshama wants. And eventually this leads to the true redemption from galus, where the guf will be able to escape galus in the actual sense through the coming of Mashiach.